Usually when we think about breakthrough weight loss and diabetes drugs, we picture a revved up metabolism.
Right, like shedding pounds.
Yeah, and maybe a little nausea. We definitely do not picture waking up a painful, dormant nerve virus from your childhood.
I mean, it is a totally unexpected biological plot twist.
Ooh.
But the data is, well, it's practically flashing red right now.
Welcome to today's deep dive. Our mission is to figure out the surprising connection between GLP-1 metabolic therapies like semaglutide and herpes zoster, which is, better known as shingles.
Exactly. And we are pulling from a really fascinating stack of sources for this. A massive late 2025 TrinetX database study, some FAERS adverse event reports, and cutting-edge molecular immunology research.
Okay, let's unpack this. How on earth is a diabetes and weight loss drug suddenly waking up the shingles virus?
Well, to understand the how, we first have to look at who is getting sick. The late 2025 TrinetX study gives us our first big clue.
Right, they looked at tens of thousands of electronic health records.
Yeah, and they compared new GLP-1 users to patients taking older diabetes medications, like DPP-4 inhibitors. They found the GLP-1 group had a hazard ratio of 1.294 for developing shingles, so about a 29% higher risk.
That is a clear, measurable jump, but shingles is usually something you worry about as your immune system naturally weakens with age, right? Like well over 50.
Which makes the demographics of this data so strange. The risk is actually concentrated in younger users.
Wait, really?
Yeah, people between 18 and 50 years old. That group showed a roughly 55% higher risk, so a hazard ratio of 1.553. It is uniquely hitting these younger demographics,
Oh, wow.
specifically women and patients with poorly controlled diabetes.
But wait a second. We know these drugs cause rapid, profound weight loss. Couldn't this just be the body stressing out?
Like a nutritional deficit?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like going on an extreme crash diet would temporarily tank your immune defenses and just give the virus an opening.
Caloric restriction absolutely causes physiological stress. But that weight loss hypothesis just doesn't hold up to the specific timelines we are seeing here.
How so?
We have normal weight diabetics on lower doses getting shingles, and people developing the rash just days after their first injection.
Oh, wow. So long before any actual weight is lost.
Exactly. Long before nutritional depletion kicks in. So there has to be a mechanical reason happening at the cellular level.
Okay, so what is the actual mechanism then?
What's fascinating here is that GLP-1s directly reprogram your immune system. We usually think of these receptors as only existing in the pancreas to control insulin.
Right.
But they are also all over your immune cells. When the drug binds to those immune cells, it activates a metabolic switch called the AMPK pathway.
Here's where it gets really interesting for you listening.
Yeah, this essentially forces your innate immune cells, specifically macrophages, to abandon their aggressive fighter state.
The M1 state.
Right, and switch into a docile M2 repair state. It also multiplies your regulatory T cells, whose entire job is to suppress broader immune responses.
So it's not destroying your immune system like a traditional immunosuppressant would. It's more like the drug is retraining your body's security guards to be medics.
That is a great analogy.
The environment becomes so profoundly focused on healing and reducing inflammation that the latent Varicella zoster virus just sneaks right past them.
Since it's been hiding in your nerves since you had chickenpox, yeah. And that shift from fighter to medic creates a crucial clinical dilemma.
Because if you develop shingles while on a GLP-1, you don't necessarily have to stop the metabolic medication to heal.
Right, because your immune system is still intact.
Yeah.
It just needs the help of a standard oral antiviral like valacyclovir to stop the virus from replicating.
But there is a mechanical catch with those antiviral pills, right? Because of how the GLP-1 fundamentally changes digestion.
Yes. GLP-1s work partly by delaying how fast your stomach empties, which keeps you feeling full.
Right.
But if your stomach is practically paralyzed, those oral antivirals might not be absorbed fast enough into your intestines.
Ah, so they don't reach the high blood concentrations needed to fight the virus.
Exactly. In that specific scenario, a doctor might need to temporarily pause the GLP-1. The stakes of fighting off this virus quickly are remarkably high.
Because shingles damages the lining of your blood vessels.
Yeah, an outbreak causes a massive immediate spike in the risk of major adverse cardiovascular events, like strokes. And it's heavily linked to long-term neurodegeneration.
So what does this all mean? If GLP-1s are specifically prescribed to protect your heart and brain, but they let the shingles virus sneak past.
Which actively damages your heart and brain.
Right. Aren't you just canceling out the drug's benefits if you don't find a workaround?
That is the ultimate clinical paradox of these therapies. This is why the prevailing medical recommendation is for GLP-1 users to get the recombinant Shingrix vaccine.
Because it's an inactivated vaccine, it's safe to take alongside the medication.
Yes. It artificially wakes up those cellular security guards and keeps the virus locked down.
The big takeaway for you listening is that GLP-1s are potent immunomodulators. Getting vaccinated ensures you get all the incredible metabolic benefits without the viral risks.
Exactly. You get the best of both worlds.
And it leaves you with a pretty profound question to consider. The medical community is just waking up to how powerful this immune reprogramming really is.
It is huge. There's a brand new clinical trial called SHIELD-T1D.
Right. And they are intentionally using this exact mechanism, combining a GLP-1 with the Shingrix vaccine to try and stop the immune system from destroying the pancreas in newly diagnosed type 1 diabetes.
They are literally weaponizing this side effect to try and cure an autoimmune condition.
It's incredible. If these drugs can reprogram our immunity so completely, what other autoimmune diseases could they eventually cure or accidentally trigger?